As remarkable a year as 2020 was, it should come as no surprise that a jailbreak kicks off our list of listener top stories at number 10. On Friday, October 9th, two men, 25-year-old Sean Patrick Fryer and 36-year-old Joseph Lee Sly, managed to escape from the Sac County Jail after overpowering a jailer. Sly was taken into custody the following morning in Sac City, while Fryer remained at large until October 13th. He was located in an upstairs area of a garage in Walnut. Sly is currently in custody and awaiting trial in Calhoun County on two counts of second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony, and two counts of lascivious acts with a child, a Class C felony. Fryer's in custody at the Sac County Jail on multiple felony charges, including escape from custody, assault while participating in a felony, and second- and third-degree kidnapping. Their trials are slated to begin in spring of 2021. The number 9 story was one that rocked downtown Carroll earlier this year. At approximately 7 a.m. on Wednesday, March 18th, the Carroll Fire Department was dispatched to the scene of a reported explosion at Wilkie Clothiers. Upon arrival, firefighters discovered the rear window of the store had been blown inward after a manhole cover was launched into the air with such force that it landed vertically in the ground with nearly half of its diameter buried. No signs of fire were found in the building, and surprisingly, little damage was recorded as a result of that explosion. Coming in at number 8, three boys were arrested in Arcadia over the summer following a flurry of motor vehicle vandalism and burglaries. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office was notified on June 16th that at least 12 separate car windows had been broken in town, with some of the damaged vehicles also missing items from inside. At approximately 1:32 a.m. the following morning, deputies caught the juveniles in the act of damaging property. After a brief foot chase, two boys, ages 10 and 12, were apprehended. A third 14-year-old male was located a short time later through the use of the department's drones. And number 7, we managed to make it at least partway through the list before a COVID-related story made an appearance. This one stems from very early on in the pandemic when Iowa only had 14 total cases. Rumors had started circulating the week of March 9th that a Carroll resident had contracted the novel virus. The Carroll County Public Health Department refuted those rumors, saying they had not yet confirmed any positive cases yet. The advice they gave then is nearly identical to what they are telling us now to avoid spreading the disease. Practice good hygiene, cover your coughs and sneezes, and avoiding close contact with others, especially when feeling ill. The first positive case in Carroll County was confirmed on March 12th. Since then, numbers in the county have climbed to over 2,300, including 27 deaths as of December 30th. And then rounding out the first half of our listeners' favorite stories from 2020, easily would have made it onto my own top five had it not appeared on this list. On Sunday, February 2nd, a Sac City native and U.S. Marine Corps Major Adam Wellington piloted a F-35B Lightning jet during the military flyover at Super Bowl 54. Wellington graduated from Sac Community Schools in 2001 and joined the Marine Corps after graduating from the University of Iowa in 2005. He says being a part of the spectacle of a Super Bowl was the opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, it's always been a lifelong dream of mine to fly. The Marine Corps gave me an opportunity to go for it, and it worked out, and it's been great ever since.
Wellington was joined in the skies above Hard Rock Stadium in Miami by three other jets operated by Navy pilots. And that wraps up the first half of our listeners' top stories from 2020. News director Chantel Grove will count down the top five in upcoming newscasts. You can also find our own favorites from the year on air and online at carrollbroadcasting.com. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones, wishing you a very happy new year.